Blackstone Audio presents Collected Stories by Lewis Shiner. Introduction by Karen Joy Fowler. This book is read by David Burney, Scott Brick, Gabrielle DeCure, Kimberly Farr, Roxanne Hernandez, Janice Ian, Rex Lynn, Arthur Morey, John Rubenstein, Stefan Rudnicki, and Christopher Tabori. Introduction read by Karen Joy Fowler.
Introduction by Karen Joy Fowler. I meet a lot of people these days who tell me they don't read fiction. Sometimes they don't read books at all. But more often, they love books. They read history, adventure stories that really happened, political and economic works, biography and memoir. But they don't want to waste their time on things someone has simply made up. They want, they tell me, to read about the real world. The Bush administration is finally coming to its end. Among its many, many Orwellian contributions to the real world are the Patriot Act, which has opened the possibility of American citizens arrested for violations of secret regulations whose content, even in court, they aren't permitted to know. The renaming of suicide attempts while in U.S. custody as self-injurious behavior incidents, along with the reclassification of such attempts as an attack on the U.S. military. The argument that every inch of American soil is now a battlefield where courts should not second-guess the battlefield decisions of the president. The renaming of torture as inhumane debriefings. In the real world, as I write this, we are coming up on the 2008 U.S. election. John McCain, the Republican Party candidate, has actually said that Sarah Palin, his pick for vice president, has foreign policy experience by virtue of living in Alaska, because Alaska is close to Russia on the map. I live by the ocean. It's almost like having gills. In the real world, there is a puzzling array of things we all know to be true but aren't supposed to say, or know to be false but must pretend to believe. We are not supposed to say that the ghastly attacks of 9/11 were in any way a response to our foreign policies. We are not supposed to say that our soldiers ever behaved badly. Even those very soldiers, the ones who have behaved badly, are not supposed to come back home and tell us about it. We must pretend to believe, as we rocket from war to war, that we are a peace-loving people. We live in the country God loves best.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?